Hey, welcome to Dub Echo Basics for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. I'm excited to get you into classic dub style echoes that sit perfectly in rolling DNB at about 170 to 175 BPM. This lesson walks you through a repeatable, wet-only return track setup, practical device settings, routing, automation ideas, and a quick exercise so you can practice right away. Let's get those atmospheres rolling. Lesson overview. The goal here is simple. Build a dub echo return chain you can send snares, percussion, vocal chops, synth stabs, and bass fills into. You'll end up with tempo-synced ping-pong or dotted echoes that have tone control, grit, and ducking so the repeats are heavy, but don't swamp your kick or sub. Plan on about 25 to 40 minutes to set everything up and start practicing. Quick project prep. Start by setting your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a basic drum group, kick, snare, hi-hats, or a short chopped break. Make sure you have a snare or clap and at least one vocal or synth stab to test the delay on. Have your bass split into sub and mid-bass tracks or a layered bass so you can check how the echoes affect the low end. Creating the dub echo return track. Insert a return track and name it a dub echo. Load Ableton's ping pong delay on this return. If you have echo from Suite, that's fine too. Echo gives a bit more character, but ping pong is perfect for a clean start. Set ping pong delay like this to begin. Turn sync on so the delay follows tempo. Try time at 1/8. That 8th note triplet gives a nice rolling space for DNB. You can also try 1/4 or 3/16 depending on the groove. Set feedback around 60% to start. Put dry/wet at 100% because this is a wet-only return. If you're using echo, aim for roughly the same time and feedback, then shape, color, and diffusion to taste. Add a low cut around 200 Hz and a high cut around 6 to 8K Hz in the delay device if available. That helps keep repeats from adding low rumble or harsh highs. Tone control, EQ 8. After the delay, at EQ 8, high pass the very lowest content. Set a steep low cut in the 120 to 200 Hz region to keep subs clean. Then set a low pass around 6 to 8K Hz so the repeats are smooth and not overly bright. That gives you that dubby warmth without muddying the mix. Add saturation for grit. Next, add saturator after the EQ. A little drive goes a long way. Try +2 to +5 dB drive and keep dry/wet around 30 to 50%. Choose analog clip or soft sine for warmth. The goal is character on the repeats, not full-on distortion of the dry signal. Ducking the echoes with compression. Insert a compressor or glue compressor after the saturator. Enable sidechain and route it to your kick or a drum group so the delay ducks under kicks and transient energy. Start with a threshold around -18 to -12 dB, ratio between 2:1 and 4:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release around 100 to 250 ms. Tweak the sidechain inputs so echoes breathe but don't mask the punch of your kick and bass. Finish with utility. At the chain's end, put a utility device to control stereo width and level. Try widening the repeats a bit, 110 to 150%, for big stereo movement. This audio version is shortened for playback.